Riverside County Health Department spokesman Jose Arbalo says the area has a mixed bag of numbers. It has 196 cases per 100,000 people and a test positivity rate of 11%. But there are plenty of ICU beds and ventilators available.
Our hospitalizations and IU cases have dropped significantly over the last 2 or 3 weeks, which is a very good thing. Unfortunately, on the flip side, we passed 900 deaths over the weekend, and sadly, I think we're approaching 1,000 that we hope we don't get to, but it looks like we might within the next week or so.
Arbalo says they believe the recent deaths are related to the July 4th holiday, and he warns the county is bracing itself for a case spike after Labor Day weekend. Lana Culp, spokesperson for the San Bernardino County Health Department, agrees.
We really do want to encourage everyone to not gather because we have seen that that is how this virus is spreading quickly, is through gathering.
San Bernardino County last reported a case rate of 220 per 100,000 people and a test positivity rate of 12%. Culp warns that a technical glitch at the state level led to an underreporting of cases, so the current numbers may not be accurate. She says the issue has been resolved, but counties may see an increase in cases over the next week due to the glitch.
Hopefully from this point forward, we'll see more accurate data. Then we'll actually get a better idea of, you know, what the cases look like in our county. But if, you know, what the data is showing right now is true, then we're working on a downwards trend, and that's a good sign.
Both counties are recommending continued mask wearing, social distancing, and hand washing. And now that they've resolved testing shortages, they are encouraging all residents to get tested. Results turnaround time is now 3 to 5 days. Megan Jamerson, Empire KVCR News.